Right now it's 8:40 on the ticket, and we do this from time to time. We call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. It's an old-fashioned sports hotline still run by Ed Carter in East Texas somewhere.
Pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, but he's always got hot sports opinions.
With your sports break for Wednesday, April 19th, in the year of our Trump-elected American Lord, 2017, I'm Ed Carter. We start off this sports break with a message to John Daniels. Maybe, John Daniels, you need to get a frontline pitcher who didn't align himself with the Axis powers of World War II.
All right.
I'm talking about Yu Darvish, who you know as, well, Yu Darvish. You got Yu Darvish blowing a two-run lead just like his ancestors blew a World War II. I've had it with that Yu Darvish, and I'm here to tell you I'm going to quote the great Eric Nadell, because that's what makes Yu Darvish suck.
I don't think
he didn't
Eric
say that.
Ever said that.
Hey, maybe old Trump will get it in his head that he'll go after Yu Darvish because he has the guts to stand up to all these Asians that are ruining our country.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's strong.
Trump's doing stuff we've needed done for a long time, like building a wall and dropping bombs on Afghanistan and letting that Kim Jong-un know that we're about to fly a Moab up his fat Korean ass. We're going to take down North Korea before they have a chance to get a weapon that could even scratch us. Right now, I don't think they could fire a missile and hit anything from 40 feet away, much less send one over an ocean. In Lady Shuffleboard.
This will be good.
Yeah.
Women's cyclocross. In the NBA.
You say cyclocross?
Yeah. It's time for Mark Cuban to turn over the team to someone who won't sign a loser like Tony Romo to a one-game deal.
I knew he'd be on that.
That was embarrassing, Mr. Cuban. Time to hang it up.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. He's ripping people this morning.
Speaking of hanging it up, I guess old Aaron Hernandez.
All right.
Finally hung around Jay a little too long, huh?
God.
Man.
In case you have not heard, early this morning, the double murderer, convicted former Patriot ball catcher man tied a 200 thread count around his neck and went to go see Patriot Jesus.
Jeez. Well, at least he just recently updated this.
Yeah.
I always said that guy had a lot of quit in him, and he proved me right by turning himself into a porch swing early in the
AM. Oh,
I hope this sends a message to all you Patriot fans out there who think that prissy Tom Brady's some sort of NFL great.
How can you relate that to Tom Brady?
This proves once again that the Patriots are a bunch of no-good criminals.
Gosh.
Can anyone say Deflategate?
Oh, my God.
When Tom Brady was letting the air out of all them footballs, you think he imagined that one day it would all lead to some $30,000-a-year security guard cutting Aaron Hernandez down with a utility knife?
Two are totally unrelated.
His timeline is way off, too.
It's cowboy country, Patriot fans. Time you learn that. Rest in hell, Aaron Hernandez.
Wow.
We're defending this Silver Star.
How's this a cowboy Patriot thing?
I don't know.
In canoe.
No way.
In canoe.
No way.
Well, your sports for Wednesday, April 19th, I'm Ed Carter.
All right, the opinions are his own. Ed Carter from East Texas.